The National Public Health Emergency Team meets today to consider further COVID-19 restrictions for Dublin City and County. As we've been hearing, any recommendations will be forwarded to the government's COVID Oversight Group, then to the Cabinet Subcommittee on the Virus, before being presented to the full Cabinet, most likely tomorrow. Our reporter Amy Ní Riada has been speaking to organisations based in Dublin engaged in sports, the arts and religious worship to find out what a move to level 3 of the COVID plan could mean for them. First, Damien McKeown, chairperson of Coola GAA Club in South Dublin.
The potential change from level 2 to level 3 would have a major impact across the whole of our GAA club, and I'm sure all GAA clubs. In particular, at this particular moment, as we're about to open up the juvenile area and the academy areas, so that would be from age 5 up to 9, 10, 11. So these are the kids that are just gone back to school. They've been having a tough old summer, and this is their first opportunity to join a GAA club. We would have about 400 to 600 kids, and they're all going to be coming back starting next Saturday, supposedly starting next Saturday. So that could change, which would have a devastating effect on both those kids and their parents. On the older kids, of course, when you're looking at the 16, 17, 18-year-olds, they've had a tough time as well. So it's been a great opportunity for them, or they were really looking forward to getting back. It's been a tough number of months for them, and the stability of seeing friends and getting out and playing is something they've been looking forward to. So they're all going to have a tough time, as indeed will all the higher-age players, both men and women across the club.
For those in the events industry, they won't have the exemption from restrictions they were afforded in the government's previous roadmap. Graham Sterling is Joint Managing Director of Movies at Cinemas.
I'm Dundrum, Swords, Gory and Dungarvan. That would basically close the industry down completely, and we would definitely see cinemas closing around the country who just could not survive. Simple as that. It would be hugely detrimental when we very much kept our noses clean, struggled through with no products. We're finally getting a little bit of product now, and we get the rug pulled from under us again. And that's not belittling the seriousness of the situation, but I've got to have two hats on. I've got to have the health hat, and I've got to have my business and my staff hat on as well. Everyone would go on temporary layoff to start with, and we would drop down to a minimum level of staff. We have a criteria in place that we're planning for, but it would be a massive reduction in full-time staff, down to single figures, and everybody else going on temporary layoff, or worst case scenario, they will have to be dismissed because we can't keep trading on these, you know, almost treacherous conditions, because we don't know where we're going from day to day.
Similar to the cinema restrictions, all places of worship would revert back to online mass services only if the county was to progress to level 3.
Father Fergus O'Connor, I am the parish priest of Our Lady Queen of Peace Parish on Merrion Road, just opposite St Vincent's Hospital. A lot of people have remarked on how great a difference it makes for them to be physically present at Mass in the church, to be able to receive Holy Communion, as opposed to attending online or by TV. It's harder to concentrate. If you're in your house and looking at a screen, it's much more likelihood of distraction. But obviously there's a big difference between physical attendance and being present only online. And I think, I suppose, people would be very disappointed if we had to revert back because of the spread of COVID to closing the churches for public worship again. But I think it would be hard for our parishioners, having had no masses for several months, and then to have to go back to that again. And it was very hard for me because I'm of a certain age, and to be locked down myself and cocooned in my house. In fact, I found it like being a tonic to get back into the church again and meet the people and hear confessions and help people.
And that was Father Fergus O'Connor speaking there to our reporter, Amy Ní Riada.